This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. Nearly 2 years into the COVID-19 pandemic, the world faced and raced Friday to contain a new coronavirus variant. This one is potentially more dangerous than the one that has fueled relentless waves of infection on nearly every continent. A World Health Organization panel named the variant Omicron and classified it as a highly transmissible virus of concern. It's the same category that includes the predominant Delta variant, which is still a scourge driving higher cases of sickness and death in Europe and parts of the United States. Omicron's actual risks are not understood, but early evidence suggests it carries an increased risk of reinfection compared with other highly transmissible variants. That means people who contracted COVID-19 and recovered could be subject to catching it again. It could take less than weeks to know if current vaccines are less effective against it. U.S. federal health regulators say an experimental COVID-19 pill from Merck is effective against the virus, but they will seek input from outside experts on risk of birth defects and other potential problems during pregnancy. The Food and Drug Administration posted its analysis of the pill ahead of a public meeting next week, where academic and other experts will weigh in on its safety and effectiveness. The agency is not required to follow the group's advice. The FDA scientists said that the review identified several potential risks, including possible toxicity to the developing fetuses and birth defects that are identified in studies of the pill in animals. Given those risks, the FDA will ask its advisors next Tuesday whether the drug should be never given.